Take a deep breath and be very present in this moment, very present in your body and in your sacred space. Now, I'd like to talk to you about the green and the blue crystal, these massive crystals that are in the etheric, although they do have shards that remain deep within the earth in Arkansas, within a place underneath a lake known as Lake Washita, is where those shards rest of the green crystal. That crystal is a crystal of love. It holds all of the information of the element of love, how it is applied, how it is used within the body, and it resonates a most beautiful field of energy within that lake and around the lake. Interesting, the state of Arkansas has passed a mandate that no homes or resorts can be built on that lake. They have to be a certain distance away. And there are a lot of homes built up on ridges that have easy access to the lake itself. So it's able to maintain that beautiful harmonic transmission. I find that very, very wonderful that it's protected as it needs to be. And then we have that blue crystal of knowledge, wisdom and knowledge that we have been working on and off with in our conferences. Last year, we set a specific magnetic field within that ridge to help bring that blue crystal of wisdom and knowledge online. And we were told not to disturb it, to leave it, that it would take a full year for the earth to integrate it. Well, that magnetics now, in view of this last light template recovery, has changed. That the magnetics that were set in play last year are now amplified fully between that sixth and seventh dimensional iterations of light templates, where there is a perfect equilibrium that now emanates within the earth of those, that electromagnetic field in perfect unity and equilibrium. This is a big deal for further use of that crystal. Everything that is held in that crystal that the Andromedans have so carefully protected and held for so, so long. And the same with that green crystal. Now, I've known for a little while that those two crystals operate together. That full operation of the blue crystal cannot happen until the green crystal is activated and starts communicating with the blue crystal so that there are streams of communication going to and from those two massive crystals. You cannot access wisdom and knowledge of all that ever was without the element of love. So we've taken great care in receiving these teachings about the element of love in our bodies and integrating it, how we use it in our daily life, in our creations, that element must be present in every manifestation. And so as we use it and take it in our body, we share it with the earth, we share it with the elementals, and now we're sharing it somehow that transmits into those massive crystals. And because of the change in the electromagnetic field of our bodies and in the earth, those two crystals are starting to stir, starting to be available in some way. The communication still is not there totally yet. That's still integrating. But this last piece with the Lemurian, beautiful green crystal.
Aquamarine,
I'm sorry. It changes the whole scenario because it brings another part of that communication that has to be present, and that is beauty and tranquility in mind, body, spirit. And so with that coming online and being activated through our communion with it just now, that brings that element. So it begins to transmit to these other two crystals and helps in that integration for them to be made usable at some point. So we felt you really needed to have that information, and you have something more to say about that?
Yeah. Well, so the communication channels have begun between you three, and I see them kind of like a triangle in far as the geometric form of them go. But this crystal, this beautiful crystal, tranquility and beauty, this activation was not just a gift for us. It is also a gift, our gift as a collective, to all of humanity and to the entire earth. So I think we've done job well done, everyone. And that crystal is, it brings a lot of joy and peace to my heart, just knowing that it has once again returned. And the whales just dropped a little message in my head and said they are now singing ancient songs to that crystal. So.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
How beautiful. Yes, it's, and I think it takes, you know, this tranquility and beauty and appreciation of that in your life to create the joy and the ecstasy that we've been seeking forever. And then it flows in through that green crystal, and the green crystal can come online and start emitting that beautiful element of love. And then there's communication. And so we're starting to restore some of that wisdom and knowledge that we're drawing from our soul spirit now. It won't be long before all this gets put into play and is activated. So we will be going back to the ridge at some point. When that'll be, we don't know at this point. But it's neither here nor there. We'll get there. So
we're still affecting it.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially from that quantum field now. Boy, that was a big one.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, our plans for the rest of this session before we close is to play a short video.
Play the Hallelujah.
The Hallelujah. Yeah. We both thought that was very appropriate for this part of our session together. And then after that, we will join together and we will open it up for anyone in our community. And we thought the best way to approach that was to follow that list, that alphabetical list, and then just voice what you want to voice, whether I'm in gratitude or whatever, just a very few words, so that everyone has a chance to speak. And then we will join together as a crucible and close our meeting.
All right, so we'll take a moment and listen to this beautiful music and just let all the energies we received over these last 3 days just flow in, you know, with those sound codes that are coming in.